The opioid epidemic has affected all corners of our community. It's a huge problem that could leave your average person feeling helpless. For our special series, Opioid Crisis, The Ripple Effect, WXXI's Caitlin White talked to people who decided it was time to do something themselves. From elected officials and librarians to family members and everyday citizens, many members of the community are coming together and starting to carry the overdose-reversing drug Narcan.
On a Thursday evening at Gates Town Hall, the parking lot is busy. Inside, coffee is brewing and someone is cutting up a pan of homemade brownies. Boy Scouts in full uniform run to a meeting down the hall. It doesn't feel like a place where people are about to be trained in how to use potentially life-saving medication. But everyone in this room has come here to learn how to administer Narcan, also known as naloxone, which blocks the effects of opioids and can reverse an overdose. As the number of opioid-related overdoses and deaths increases across the country, the call to have Narcan in the hands of as many people as possible is becoming more urgent.
I have a son that has an addiction who struggles every single day.
I had a son that was, dealing with addiction.
There's a lot of addiction in our family, and also just in general these days.
Once you're trained, it's legal to carry and use. Administering Narcan is protected under the Good Samaritan law. And if you're not sure if a person is overdosed or what they've taken, giving them Narcan doesn't have adverse effects. David Attridge started the trainings in Gates. He is the executive director of Recovery Now New York, and he says an overdose can really happen anywhere.
My niece, for instance, was actually just driving out of the public food market, and when she pulled out, she saw a girl laying on the ground and went over and, you know, could see she was unresponsive and, you know, wasn't sure if it was an overdose, but did it anyway, and it brought the girl back, you know, and unfortunately, we're running into that more and more.
Many public libraries have found themselves on the front lines of this epidemic. Gates Public Library Director Greg Benoit says someone can stay in a library all day and it doesn't look suspicious. You might not notice if someone is under the influence, if they're keeping to themselves. Gates is one of a few libraries in Rochester and one of many around the country that has decided to stock Narcan and train staff in administering it.
You know, we're not clinicians. You know, we're trying our best to meet the need of the community, and unfortunately, this is a really ugly need.
Assistant Director Anna Suanavong, who helped develop Narcan education programs here, says libraries are a representation of their community.
For us, we're responding to that. And I don't think it's any different, you know, the fact that we have AED kits here. You know, we're prepared and trained for CPR. I think we're all on board with our staff together that we would prefer to be trained to do that rather than stand here and watch someone die in front of us.
Adrian Pettinelli is the director of the Henrietta Public Library. She says libraries offer much more than just story time and summer camps. They're also places where people in crisis go to look for answers.
You know, I'm a librarian. My specialty is literacy, children's literacy in particular. But I can't look at something like this and again, look at how easy it is to potentially help somebody who is surely somebody's mother, father, sister, brother, child, and not help them.
Her library is also developing policy regarding Narcan. But community organizers and family members aren't the only ones pushing for the expanded presence of Narcan. It's promoted by the CDC, which said expanding Narcan use could reduce drug overdose deaths and save lives. Monroe County has also stepped up its efforts, offering Narcan training to town and village workforces. Monroe County Public Health Commissioner Michael Mendoza says we're in the midst of an all-hands-on-deck situation, and trained professionals can't be on every corner. That's where the rest of us can step in.
We want and we need, and we already have, been taking care of one another for a very long time. We do this in our families, in our homes, in our churches, in our schools. We just want to expand the scope of what we do to care for one another to include this crisis that, by every measure, shows no signs of letting up.
In his opinion, this training is something everyone to the best of their ability should do. Right now, their focus is on outreach, making people aware of classes and trying to eliminate any stigma toward addiction.
These are people, these are loved ones, these are friends and family who deserve love and compassion, and we want to do what we can to help them.
Caitlin White, WXXI News.